With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is seeking public comment for next month on the mitigation of Colstrip groundwater contamination. The state has determined that Units 3 and 4 of the coal-fired power plant in Colstrip are connected to leaking ash ponds that caused groundwater pollution. Under state law, DEQ requires owner Talon Energy to provide a remedy. Earlier this month, DEQ opened public comment on the latest cleanup evaluation report. Talon proposes a system to capture contaminated groundwater and flush out contaminants. The company is estimating a cost of around $111 million, according to DEQ project manager Sarah Edinburgh. She says this remedy won't necessarily change how Colstrip operates moving forward. What will is a 2016 settlement requiring Talon to switch to dry stack storage by 2022.
That's not part of the remedy. It'll help the remedy because they won't be storing wet ash there anymore as of then. So it's kind of separate, but that is a pretty big operational change at that area.
The Department of Environmental Quality is taking public comment on the remediation report until November 22nd. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.